trying to get just from our team tent setup to the course, to the start, took about 20 minutes. And that's because you're bombarded by drunk people.
Welcome to the Canadian Cycling Magazine podcast. I'm Matthew Piaro, editor. We're hard at work on the second season of this podcast. To tide you over until that gets underway, we have a bonus episode for you. Ahead of this Sunday's race in Hoogeheide, the Netherlands, a few Canadian pros share their thoughts on the final World Cup event of the season. Three of the riders you'll hear from are set to compete on Sunday. Those riders are Canadian champions Michael Vandenham and Magalie Rochette, as well as Ruby West, the under-23 Pan Am champ. First, though, some thoughts on Holland and Hoogeheide from the rider you heard at the very start of the episode, Aaron Schooler. He's a veteran cyclocrosser who spent 3 years living and racing in Europe.
Hi, I'm Aaron Schooler, former professional cyclocross rider.
Aaron, you were based in Europe for quite some time, and you raced all over the place, and including the Netherlands. Can you tell me what it's like racing cross in the Netherlands?
Yeah, so one of the things, I got to live in Germany for 3 years, which is really close to racing in Belgium and the Netherlands. Part of the reason of being there is because we're close to the World Cups. The World Cup that I've raced the most has got to be Hoogeheide, probably. It's the first World Cup that I raced when I started going over to Europe, when they did it a number of years ago. They basically have a World Cup there every year. And yeah, it's quite a bit different than here. It's even if it's dry, it's really muddy. it could be frozen there. I've raced it when it's frozen. I've raced it when it's muddy. The driest it's ever been, it's still been a mud bog there. So it's fun. It's fast. It's, well, slow for us, but Europeans are really fast racing. So,
what are the fans like?
Oh, the fans! Oh, wow. Okay. So I can remember when they had the World Champs in Hoogeheide, trying to get just from our team tent setup to the course, to the start, took about 20 minutes. And that's because you're bombarded by drunk people and they just want to talk to you and they're having a lot of fun. They've been drinking since probably 9 a.m. And yeah, so we have to factor that time into our warm-up because we have to warm up at the team tents and then it takes a while to get to the start. So.
Wow, so you have to factor in commute time.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
My name is Ruby West and I race for the Pivot Maxxis powered by Stan's No Tubes team. Racing in the Netherlands is kind of like racing in another world. You would think it would be similar because it's bike racing and you're used to that, but it is so completely different. You're used to racing with people that have smiles on their faces and generally care about your well-being. And then you go over there and it's a free-for-all and everyone is very kind and nice until you race them and it's just full elbows out to fight to the death sort of scenario. I'm painting it as a very negative place, but I think it kind of opened my eyes that it's different than North American racing. North American racing is relatively comfortable. You can go and everyone's willing to help you and everyone's there for the greater good, I would say. And over in Europe, it's kind of fend for yourself when you're an outsider. So it's tough. It definitely hardens you up and makes you tougher. And I think if you can survive that, you can survive pretty much anything.
Hey, I'm Michael Vandenham with the Easton Giant, presented by TLC Cyclocross Team, and I'll tell you a little bit about what it's like to race in the Netherlands. My experience is the Dutch fans are a little more jovial, for lack of a better term, than the Belgians. They like to have a good time. They usually have marching bands and trombones and all sorts of goofy stuff going on. The race I've done most often in the Netherlands is Hoogeheide. I've done Valkenburg before too, but in general, really fun atmosphere. People having a blast and certainly drinking their fair share of the, you know, Netherlands' finest ales. Typically course conditions, especially in Hoogeheide, incredibly heavy course if it does rain. And I would say it rains 4 times out of 5 out there, and if it's not raining, it's frozen solid. It's what you would call a classic cyclocross course, a true mudder, mud up to the ankles. I don't know what else to put it. It's exactly what you imagine when you think about European cyclocross. That's Hoogerheide.
Magalie Rochette, can you tell me what it's like racing cross in the Netherlands?
It's great. I actually really enjoy being in the Netherlands. It's a cool country. They have, like, okay, that's going to sound weird, but it's like they really have a good cycling culture. What I was going to say that's weird is that they really have good cheese also. They have, like, really nice Gouda cheese over there. In general, like, people in the Netherlands are super nice. They're big fans of cycling. Hoogerheide has always been one of my favorite. It's usually the week before Worlds, so it's always like a solid race. Everyone is there. It's super fast, great course, and it's always like super exciting one because you're like testing how you're going to feel for the next week. So I've always enjoyed it, actually. Another cool thing is that if you spend a week in the Netherlands before or after the race in Hoogerheide, there's like a bunch of forests that are awesome to train for cyclocross, which, like, not everyone knows, but if you just, there's so many bike paths, like bike paths everywhere, but sometimes bike paths leads to really cool forests where there's like trails that are perfect for cyclocross and sand and stuff like that. So it's really cool. I'm really looking forward to go back there.
And that's the episode. It's put together by me, Matthew Piaro, with help from Terry McCall. It's produced by Adam Killick. He also composed the music. Special thanks also go to Ontario Creates for its support. You can find more cycling news and gear reviews on cyclingmagazine.ca, as well as links to all of our social media channels. Please rate and review the show, and do tell your friends or the people you're racing on Zwift as you listen to this. Stay tuned and talk to you later.